Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione expected to be extradited to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was caught on Monday with police say a fake ID, an untraceable gun, and a three-page document he is believed to have written kept in his backpack. Mangione, valedictorian of his 2016 high school class. This classmate shocked at the murder charge.
Really not a problematic kid in high school. He'd never really got in trouble, wasn't attention-seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
His voice altered for privacy. Fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California, spreading rapidly on the hillsides a few miles from Pepperdine University. Seamus Hawkins grew up nearby.
Pretty crazy. It's like my first time seeing it, like a big fire like this up close. I'm just hoping that my grandparents' house is good.
The situation in Syria is still being monitored following the rebel overthrow of the government this week. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he would be willing to veto the state budget if it includes a return-to-work policy for state employees. Remote work soared during the COVID-19 pandemic, with workers unable to gather in an office for safety reasons, and has stuck around as an option for convenience and improved work-life balance. Republican State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he wants to require state employees to work in person multiple days per week. Governor Evers says remote work especially benefits employees from rural communities. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has released volunteer numbers for this year's Adopt a Highway program. According to DOT officials, nearly 15,000 volunteers from over 3,000 different groups performed cleanups on sections of adopted roadways this year, putting in over 5,400 hours of work. DOT officials also say volunteers picked up nearly 350,000 pounds of trash from those roadways. Over 5,900 miles of state highways were adopted through the program in 2024. The Shell Lake Police Department has released an update on a bomb threat received by the school district on Monday. According to law enforcement officials, the district received a recorded phone call from an anonymous caller claiming there was a bomb in the school and armed individuals would be arriving in minutes. The district was placed into its lockdown protocols and authorities conducted a thorough search, finding no evidence of any threats. A number of other districts across the state also received similar hoax threats on Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to practice proper ice safety as temperatures cool down. With freezing temperatures just starting to show up, some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. Residents planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11 to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. It snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, you know, but I thought down the stretch, he was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on. And I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We'll see a little sunshine at times today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, windy with light snow. Falling temperatures will be in the single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinair on air.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
You know what's on the horizon, right?
Yeah, the cold is coming, but it was still pretty nice this morning.
Yeah, man. 10 below. Man, when is the last time we dealt with 10 below temperatures, man? I hope this is not a harbinger of what's to come, man.
Yeah, hopefully this is just a flash in the pan and we go back to, I can deal with 20s.
Whatever happened to global warming?
Oh, don't start.
Oh, okay. Right. So it's Tuesday. That means the one and only, Sandy Williams. I don't know. He's having some problems. I guess he can't hear us right now, so we'll see kind of what happens with that. But anyway, Sandy, can you hear us now? No, he can't hear us. But anyway, as we get those things worked out, you know, Calvin, man, I don't even know where I better hurry up and find my gloves and my scarf, and I don't even, man, or else I need to go and buy some new gloves, like, as soon as I get out of here, man. 5-10 degrees, you need some gloves, right?
Yeah, it's, especially you want to make sure you have that stuff in your car in case you run into an emergency.
Right, man. You know, you got it, Sandy? Yeah, I don't hear you, though. You can hear us, but I can't hear you. No, still can't hear you. But while he's working through that, you know, Calvin, it was 55 degrees yesterday, man. And all I could think about is, man, what did I do with all that warm weather? We had a warm summer, man. Did we just take it for granted?
Yeah, I mean, if time flies, it doesn't even seem like summer was yesterday, but also so far away at the same time.
Yeah, man, it really was. Yesterday, I got a chance to kind of finally clean up my yard and prepare it for what's coming. You know, I knew that I had those issues and those things, and I kept putting them off and putting them off and putting them off and putting them off. But then finally, I knew that this was the last opportunity. So I got outside yesterday, did some yard work, got to enjoy that 55 degrees, and bid adieu to the last warm day for many months to come. But Sandy and I have a lot to talk about today while he's still trying to figure out why we can't hear him. And one of those things that I clearly wanted to talk about amongst many things is you know, Nancy Pelosi. Tony, you – wait, here I'm hearing Tony says he can't hear anything either, Calvin. You think it could be on our end? Could it be an issue on our end?
I'll keep working on it.
Yeah. So we're going to work on it and see. Hey, give us a call at 855-752-4842 if you are, you know, listening so we can check and see, you know, what's going on right now. Anyway, so 855-752-4842, give us a jingle. Let us know if you can hear us and maybe it's something going on our end. We'll work to get that fixed. But anyway, Nancy Pelosi says she backs generational change on committees, but there are exceptions. Representative Nancy Pelosi said this week that she supports the push for younger Democrats to replace veteran lawmakers at the top of committees, but there is at least one glaring exception to the rule. Now, you know, I have been talking about, you know, the fact that it may be time that younger people, you know, start moving into leadership roles in, you know, the Democratic Party. And so, you know, I thought that, you know, I'm not saying that there's, you know, something terribly wrong with wisdom and those kinds of things. But, you know, you got to have a mixture. And so to the credit of Nancy Pelosi, in an interview with the National Catholic Reporter, Pelosi suggested seniority should not be paramount when it comes to Democrats choosing committee heads. Endorsing the generational change of leadership at the panel level, a modest but much discussed transition that's occurred in the month since voters gave all power back to Washington to Republicans. And so Democrats have now had a chance and an opportunity. Sandy, can you hear us now? No, we're still having that problem. I'm supporting the newer members who are running for office, Pelosi said. This is with all respect in the world for the chairman who has been there and the contributions that they have made over time. But now others have come forward, and I respect the fact that they're ready to take charge of their committees, and I support that. So we're clearly at a time where we're going to see some change in leadership, you know, at planning stages for the Democratic Party. And I would venture to say it's long overdue. 855-752-4842 is the number. Bear with us. We're having some technical problems. Hey, Calvin, is there somebody on the line? Let's see if they can tell us if they can hear us or not. We'll see where that goes. That's one of the things that has been an ongoing issue. Okay, so yeah. So we got to figure this out. I'll just keep on plugging until then. We're going to talk about a lot of different things with Sandy today. We're going to talk about the fact that Donald Trump, you know, was interviewed by Christian Welker on Meet the Press and said a lot of, you know, things that really, you know, are not a surprise to any of us. We kind of know and knew exactly what Donald Trump's thoughts were, and many of them are frightening. When you look at some of those things that Donald Trump has pledged to do, it just opens the door to this is something that we've never seen before, something that is going to cause major consternation, not just within our nation, but all over the world. A man who is only going to be the president for 4 years, but has decided to change almost everything that has been in place with all the prior presidents before him. He himself now has determined and decided that he's the king, he's the emperor. And so whatever he says is going to be the order of the day for the next 4 years. And I will say to you, this nation may never recover from what we are headed towards. It is a collision course with history and with the future of our nation. And for one man to be able to act as though he is alone in control over what happens in this nation, it's his toy. And he is the guy who's going to determine how the world moves is a frightening thing. Maybe not to you, but it clearly is to me. He can only be there for 4 years. And when you make the kinds of changes that Donald Trump is talking about making in the next 4 years, you just wonder, you know, the next person who comes in is going to have to undo almost all of those things that Donald Trump put in place. And so I don't, you know, from his controversial cabinet picks to determining, you know, what's going to happen with tariffs and all the other things in between, we're headed for a very rocky and unstable government. Something I've never seen in my life and many others have never seen and we may never see again. Donald Trump and what his plans are. Trump has already seen one cabinet nominee withdrawn from consideration, and former Representative Matt Gaetz, his first choice to serve as Attorney General, but he offered praise for others likely to face intense scrutiny from the Senate. Now, here's a man who has made bold predictions and made it clear that he is going to be in control. I guess we might have those things working. But anyway, here's a man who clearly has made it clear that this is mine. The United States belongs to me. And all of the people of the United States, I'm going to rule them. And all the peoples of the world, I will rule them. I, Donald J. Trump, am in control, and things will happen the way, you know, I'll wave my magic wand, and things will follow. Hopefully we'll have things worked out by after this break. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You are.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Robot vacuums still frighten me, but you could win one as part of the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Shane Matinair is here. Where are you on robot vacuums?
Probably no. Yeah. My husband and I bought a Shark. If I could love a little appliance, I love my Shark vacuum.
When something actually sucks the way that you want it to, that's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Well, look at the time here.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, mister, where you going in such a hurry? Don't you think it's time you realized there's a whole lot more to life than work and worry? All the sweetest things in life are free, and they're right before your eyes. But you got to stop and smell the roses. You got to count your many blessings. Morning in the city. Well, did you spend some time with your family? Did you kiss your wife and tell her that she's pretty? Did you take your children to?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. We're still working on some technical issues. In the meantime, let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. It sounds like you're having a Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, having to go through it. But,
no problem.
You know, I would like to riff a little bit on what you were talking about earlier about the conflict and you know, really originated and created by one person. I'd like to expand on that. It's totally unnecessary. These high risks, these, you know, Project 2025, all this, you know, retribution and rounding up people, all this stuff is totally unnecessary. It's all manufactured conflict. Every single one of their 30,000 plus lies that we have been fed, you know, for their justification of these such radical plans to, you know, remove ourselves really from the U.S. Constitution, all of this can be shattered and debunked within minutes. And yet the media doesn't still take the opportunity, take the ball by the horns, or, you know, the bull by the horns here. We must, as a citizenry, we must go on the offensive. And I loved what Pelosi was saying. You know, young people need to take the reins. Us baby boomers, we failed at this. We've shown our weaknesses. And quite frankly, it's up to this next generation to bail us out from our mistakes.
You know, my go ahead. Finish your thought.
Well, so to finish my thing, it's totally unnecessary. All this Trump nonsense, all his plans and radical change and risk-taking, is totally unnecessary. And all of this, in my opinion, can be addressed in a educated way to the people. We have to take this challenge on straight on. We can't run from it and hide it for cover, especially when we have all the power, because truth is power. Go ahead.
You know, Mike, we're at a point that I just long term, when you listen to the things that this man is talking about doing, and the rest of the world is looking on, and it's like the rest of the world is quivering, and it's like Donald Trump is now God, and we have given him that kind of power, right? We're giving him that kind of power, and I just don't think, Mike, that people really understand the long-term implications of putting that kind of power in the hands of any one man. Our nation is bigger than one person. It always has been, and it should always remain that way. But people have decided that we're going to put the trust. If we're going to put the trust in the hands of any one individual, if I'm going to put my trust in the hands of any one individual, Mike, it certainly is not going to be a guy that lacks character, that lacks moral fiber, that clearly his humanity is in question.
There's no doubt. And like I've said, and we've talked on your show before, it's not going to be a guy flying over Lake Michigan on a unicorn wearing a 10-gallon hat that's going to save the day. It's going to be millions of people. And all it's this is, to finish my point, is it's unnecessary. And we should be shining the bright light on the truth in dismantling all of these lies and this fiction that has been created and, quite frankly, shoved down the throats of the American people, like it or not, by networks, by complete media systems that have not been, nobody stood up to them. We just continue to take this nonsense. So, power is in our hands.
Well, you know, Mike, why are people afraid of him? Okay, and here's what I don't understand. In our nation, this is the one place that shouldn't ever occur. There are systems supposedly in place that would prevent what is taking place now. But why have people bought into that and said it's okay? Let's undo all those systems that are in place to protect this nation from that.
Yeah, it's the right-wing machine that's been working in the background for decades and getting better at their craft and getting to the place to where people believe in absurdity because it's been repeated over and over and over and not addressed and debunked aggressively like we should do.
Well,
we gotta take the offensive here.
Well, you know, Mike, in truth, we have never dealt with this madness before, and we really shouldn't be dealing with it or accepting it now. And because there's a handful of people in this nation who drank the Kool-Aid and who believe in this madness, that I don't think when history looks back on this, it will be the determining factor in whether or not our nation moves forward or whether it perishes. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, guys. Hang on.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
for WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the state's outdoor recreation industry had another record-setting year. According to a press release, outdoor recreation in Wisconsin contributed over $11 billion to the state economy, a nearly 10% jump from its contribution in 2023. Multi-use apparel and accessories and motorcycling and ATVing led the growth, with each category generating over $1 billion of economic impact. Boating and fishing generated the third most impact at $928 million. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has received $10 million in grant funding to support mental health services for students. According to a press release, the funding will be spread out over a five-year period and will be used to increase the recruitment, retention, and diversification of mental health professionals in schools. The funding can also be used for programs like teleservice for mental health and for school districts to develop their own unique initiatives. Wisconsin was one of 22 states to receive the grant funding. The city of Duluth has officially approved an Arizona company to work as their next tourism firm. On Monday, the city council voted 8-1 to approve Madden Media, with some councilors later saying they didn't have much of a choice due to state law on the competitive bidding process. City Attorney Terry Lur had even warned council members that if they had voted no, the city could have been subject to a lawsuit from the company for violating the request for proposal process. Of the five finalists in the bidding process, three were local firms. An Arizona man who led Barron County authorities on a high-speed chase, ending in a crash and injury to his passenger, has entered a plea deal. 28-year-old Raul Olia Velasquez entered a guilty plea to first-degree recklessly endangering safety and misdemeanor causing injury while operating under the influence on Friday. The chase occurred in September after Rice Lake officers responded to reports of the two men acting belligerent in a restaurant before they fled. A Rice Lake squad car also suffered damage during the chase. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a moviegoer who likes Thanksgiving leftovers, you probably found something to enjoy at the movies this past weekend. Only one new release was able to crack the top five, and only three flicks cracked the top 10. In first place, to no one's surprise, was Moana 2, which pulled in another $52 million in its second weekend in theaters. Coming in second place was Wicked, with a $34 million haul and $320 million take worldwide. And in third place is Gladiator 2, with $12.5 million. Indian action mystery thriller Pushpa 2, The Rule, brought in almost $10 million on just 1,200 screens to grab fourth place. Red One took fifth place. A24's latest, Y2K, pulled in a disappointing $2 million in its first weekend release, good for eighth place. A re-release of Christopher Nolan's Interstellar took sixth place with $4.5 million on only 165 screens nationwide. There should be some big box office activity this coming week with the release of a new Lord of the Rings film. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We'll see a little sunshine at times today, but overall mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with some light snow after midnight. We'll drop into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, windy with light snow. Falling temperatures will be in the single digits by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide text to win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in our statewide contest.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wrestling announcer and Civic Media's own Rich Lucchesio, Swedish jazz queen Gunnhild Carling, and Northeast Wisconsin author Brett Kissinger. Let's light it up like it's a school night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Too much.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, we finally got you. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Before I was the guy whose mouth moved and my
son
came out of it.
Sandy, the music. Why, you know, the music.
Well, I, you know, Donald Trump is now like the first president or president-elect to come out with a brand of perfume. I think he's calling it Fight, Fight, Fight. And the first ad for the perfume had the president's, the first lady was smiling at him at the Notre Dame. And they said, look, this perfume will overcome enemies, you know. So anyway, yeah, it's about smells.
Okay, so Sandy. You know, we got a bank full of callers. I just got with you, but I want to ask your thoughts before we go to the phone lines. Sandy, you saw, you know, the president elect, some of the things he had to say this past Sunday, you know, on an extended interview by Christian Welker on Channel 4. You and I spoke earlier before the show. And you said you've lived through one third of the history of our nation. Go ahead.
Yeah, I came to the realization that at my age, you know, the country's 250 years old, and I'm not quite a one third of 250, but pretty damn close. And so, in my lifetime, I've lived almost one third of the life of the United States of America, and I've seen a lot of change, seen a lot of things happen. Some of them disruptive. I mean, I was born during World War II and lived through the Korean War and a whole bunch of wars, lived through the periods of assassination, lived through the change in our tax code. You know, for much of my adult life, the marginal tax rate for wealthy income earners was like 70%. We're now at the lowest tax level we've been during my lifetime and during anyone's lifetime. And people are complaining about it. So, but, you know, I think there's a limit to the amount that one president can do. But I think, number one, he can set a tone for politics. And I have seen the tone of politics change dramatically, particularly in the last 30 years. It used to be very civilized. It used to be frequently bipartisan. And it's become uncivilized and completely partisan in the last while. I think he's shown that there is a style of politics that can apparently be effective, which is this vindictive kind of bully politics. And in the current framework of gerrymandered congressional districts, it seems to be a quite potent strategy. So the question is, will people who succeed Donald Trump decide to adopt that same strategy? And also, his obfuscation of facts, his purposeful obfuscation of reality seems to have been effective as well. So even on this one-hour interview, you know, when it came down to talking about facts, he just plucked them out of the air, particularly, for instance, the one about autism, where he repeatedly, several times, said, wow, we went from one out of 150,000 children with autism to one out of 100. Well, she quickly, they put a fact finder on who pointed out that the data was much different than that, that in the year 2000, the number was one out of 150, and now it's one out of 36. I mean, that's a big difference. So Donald Trump just made it up, or he found it on the internet, much the same way I think RFK Jr., who's use similar kinds of data. So, you know, I worry that even Donald Trump, who used to get his data from Fox News, now gets it from the internet, and that's not a reliable source at all.
You know, so, Sandy, you are an attorney by trade, and I'm coming to you guys on the phone line. Sandy, but when the president of the United States can make statements about retribution, I mean, how do we reconcile that, Sandy? How is that okay?
Yeah, and you know, I think Michael Cohen correctly pointed out that Donald Trump rarely tells people to do things. He just gives them the open gate and lets them run through. So, you know, talking about chasing after and putting the congressional members who sat on this on the committee that investigated him in jail. First of all, they have immunity for things they do in and on the congressional floor. So it's a totally bogus discussion. But the notion that he would talk that way is quite frightening, because it demonstrates what he thinks the imperial presidency should operate like.
All right. And one other thing before we go to the phone lines. Sandy, he also, you know, talked about, you know, he is going to tariffs. It's not going to impact the American people. It's not true.
Well, yeah, she asked the question, you know, isn't this going to raise the price? And he said, no, the American public won't pay a penny. Well, that just isn't true. I mean, first of all, the importer pays the tariff, not the exporter. And so whoever is importing the good pays the tariff, and they will do their very best to pass that price on, that increased cost, and they will likely succeed in passing on to the consumer a significant portion of that tariff. So, I mean, I don't understand which idiot in the audience he thinks he's talking to when he says that, but it's really demeaning to the American public to tell them such things when they just simply aren't true.
Do you think he knows that they're not true?
Yes. I think whether he knew it or not at the beginning, I'm confident that the public discussion of this has been sufficient so that he must realize it now. You know, anybody who's sophisticated at all, anyone who's imported anything, knows who pays the tariff. I've made the mistake of buying a wool top coat once in my career in Canada, and I paid the tariff for it when I brought it across the line.
All right, let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
I want to respond to what Mike was talking about, the handful of people who are drinking the Kool-Aid. This handful is not almost 80 million people that drank the Kool-Aid.
Okay. And there was almost 80 other million who disagree with it. So, okay.
Well, okay.
It's an even standoff. Go ahead.
People realize under Donald Trump's first administration that things are good. You know,
Hey, Gary, let me ask you something. Did you just hear what Sandy and I were talking about? Do you have any thoughts at all about what we just heard Donald Trump talking about and what Sandy and I were just talking about, the things that he said? This, he's reelected. We're not talking about the first one. We're talking about now.
The thing is, you people, including Sandy, you and all your Democrat friends, y'all been listening to these CNN and MSNBC and them telling you guys lies for all these years that Joe Biden was fine. There's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. Joe Biden is an honest person. No, there's the Biden crime family. And the fact is, the proof on this is that he pardoned his son. Anybody else who...
Hey, Gary, with all due respect, man, you're talking about Sandy and I have been drinking the Kool-Aid from CNN, MSNBC, and here you are regurgitating the same garbage that we've heard from Fox News nonstop. It has nothing to do with the subject that we're talking about now. So what are your thoughts? Sandy, go ahead.
Well, but let me just say that this red herring, first of all, I don't think that either Earl or I think Earl and I both were asking questions about Hunter Biden and whether there wasn't smoke, where there wasn't fire, where there was smoke, and that it was an unfortunate thing Joe Biden let his son become a member of the board of Burisma. And yeah, it looks to me like it could be that Biden's relatives used the fact that they were his relatives to their own advantage. Gosh, is that not happening in the Trump family as well? I mean, and is this not happening in Washington? Is Mitch McConnell's wife not on the board of several Fortune 500 companies. I mean, yes, there's something wrong with Washington, and I don't think that the Bidens are any purer than the rest of Washington, but it's kind of a non sequitur to use that as the basis for voting for Donald Trump and not Joe Biden. But we weren't talking about that in any case. You know, we were trying to talk about going forward and what's going to happen in the Trump presidency. And things were good under Joe Biden, too, other than the inflationary period, which, in fact, I think when history looks back at this and they try to develop and discuss the causes for the inflation, they're going to point at the pandemic as the primary cause. They're probably going to point at Donald Trump's handling of the pandemic as being part of the reason for the way the economy unfolded after the pandemic. And they're going to point at the tariffs that were imposed and the upending of the supply chain, which caused shortages.
So
all of that is historical. And yes, Donald Trump's been elected. We aren't talking about whether he should have been elected. Now we're talking about what it is we think might unfold now that he has been elected.
Sandy, let me try this one more time with Gary. Gary, do you think it's all right for a man who's elected to presidency of the United States to talk about retribution? Do you think it's all right for a man who just got elected to tell people a lie that the terrorists aren't going to impact and affect the American people? You think that's all right?
Well, first of all, as far as retribution, everybody told him to lock Hillary up. Did he ever lock Hillary up? Did he ever go after Hillary? No, he didn't. And the fact is, it's not a good idea to go after your adversaries, especially when you're running for
Gary,
president.
He said he's going to – he's the guy saying that.
He says a lot of stuff, but he doesn't follow through on that. And you know
okay,
that.
So why do you support a guy who says things – like he did with the tariffs, and he doesn't follow through on it? How do you know when to believe him and when not to believe him? Why is that the kind of person you want to lead our nation?
First of all, I think that the tariffs are going to work out fine. As far as what he's going to do is he's using this to make it more equal trading value. Also keeping like in Canada, making sure that the border is secure down there. In Mexico, making sure the border is secure. He's going to screw the Mexicans if they don't go out there and keep these people out. And then if they don't, he's going to throw tariffs on all their stuff.
Okay, Gary. Sandy, I don't know if you want to, you know, Gary represents a bunch of people Sandy.
Well, I think that what's happened is that people have decided that they like Donald Trump. They think that he's going to do good things, regardless of the fact that he talks about doing many things. Everyone decides what it is he's going to do and what he's not going to do that coincides with their own common sense. And we'll have to see what he does and what he doesn't do. I will tell you that from an economist standpoint, tariffs rarely work out well. And whether he can use tariffs as this this stick to sort of bludgeon neighbors into doing something without damaging our economy is going to be an interesting process, because usually imposing tariffs, and we found this out in 1930 with the Smoot-Hawley tariffs. Anyway, the tariffs that were imposed in 1930, Smoot-Hawley tariffs, that it was like shooting off our toes.
All right, 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you. Hang on, guys. We'll continue the conversation.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. the Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Crossing the highway late last night, he should have looked left and he should have looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, the music.
Well, it's all reminiscent of the new Trump perfume. I was trying to find the songs that suggested the various scents that might be with consistent with that perfume.
Let's go to the phone lines. Tom from L.A. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. First off, we are now government of, by, and for the billionaire class. We need to raise taxes back to the rate under FDR, which is 90%. And then I have a question for Sandy. Sandy, we talk about it on the show, and in fact, I thought it was the most brilliant thing that you've said in all the years I've heard you, which is child care, health care, taxes, rent or mortgage are, $16,000 a pop and probably even more for people. And Kamala Harris had a plan for each of those indices. Can you tell me why it is that the American people really, truly voted against their best interest? I have my...
Hey, Tom.
Why did the American people vote against
Tom. You know, I mean, with all due respect, man, we're having a conversation... about Donald Trump and what he said, the American people have already made that decision, and there are many different reasons why people decided to vote for whom they voted for. I don't know if Sandy, can you add anything new?
Well, I think we've talked about it at length, trying to understand. I spent a show asking people to call in and explain what it is that I think, Tom, I had to cut you off during that show. I was sorry about it, but trying to understand why, and I think it's there's so many reasons, but I think lots of it is frustration with the lack of action. And then it's these other things that tend to breed populism.
I mean, the decision has been made, Tom. You know, we have to move on from there. Tom?
Donald Trump. Yeah, I'm here. Why do we have a media that doesn't push back like a Christian Welker when Donald Trump still repeats the fact that Joe Biden in that interview said destroyed the economy? Joe Biden saved this economy. Donald Trump was on Barack Obama's economy for 2 years, and then he got a pass on a pandemic. Now we're going to go back to the same old thing. I'm not trying to relitigate the past. I'm trying to learn from our mistakes from the past. But I also, and when you asked the question about his interview with NBC, that was one of the big things he said. Joe Biden has destroyed the economy.
Well, he said a lot of things, Tom. You know, he said a lot of things. He talked about the birthers, and he talked about just so many different things.
But then he goes.
Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
Well, what I say is that we really have to continue to stay on topic and stop rehashing the election. We have to keep our eye on what's going on for our citizens. Are these tariffs going to cause an uproar in this country? Yes, it is, because if you think about a car being built, cars are not totally built in this country anymore. Parts are built in China, parts are built in Mexico and in Canada. And it's the same with everything that we get, even the food that we eat. So if people think that tariffs are not going to cause prices to rise, they're mistaken. They're going to rise. And in some cases, really high, unaffordable for the average person. But I think that we have to look at what we're dealing with. We have to, instead of getting excited or blaming each other, what we have to do is work on making it better. And we also have to call them out, Republicans out on certain things. If it isn't working out, if the prices are rising too high, then we have to call our representatives out and say, hey, do something about this. I can't afford to live. I can't afford to heat my house. I can't even afford to feed my children. You need to do something about it. And then we need to vote these people who are not working towards our best interests out of office. That's how this country is. And we have to, that's what we have to work towards, not cry about what.
Let's go.
I don't care what we're not.
All right, Susan, thank you very much for the call. You know, Sandy, you and I clearly had some things lined up that we wanted to talk about. We're going to do that clearly in the next segment, the birthright citizenship aspect of things. I want to talk with you about the inherent dangers of Trump's, you know, forceful way of talking about NATO and threatening and saying the United States, you know, will pull out of NATO. All of those kinds of things, Sandy, and the impact that that has long term in our nation. As you stated, you've been around, you know, a third of the lifespan of this nation, and we need to understand what's been there, what's worked, and now a man who's deciding to change all of that. 855-752-4842. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday with my co-host Sandy Williams and you.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents and more of our grown-up gift list text to win contest. It's statewide. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A customer at a McDonald's restaurant in Altoona, Pennsylvania, getting the credit for tipping police off to the man believed to have been responsible for the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He headed up one of the country's largest health insurance companies. New York City Police Commissioner Deshika Tisch says she is not sure when 26-year-old Luigi Mangione will be extradited to New York.
We don't know exactly what the timing is. We'll see how the extradition hearing goes. But I am just so proud of the work of the New York City Police Department over the past week.
Mangione had written a three-page document expressing frustration with the U.S. healthcare system. Thousands gathering at the doors of the notorious Adnaya prison just outside Damascus, looking for loved ones in Syria taken there, presumably tortured, many of them killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu taking the stand in his corruption trial says the charges against him are nothing but a witch hunt. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.